My name is Kayla Campbell. I am 16 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Marla Campbell, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. Why did you agree to this interview today?
Because I just love my grandchild, Kayla.
Can you tell me a bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I come from a family of 16. We had a big family. I was the 15th child. I was always the smartest, the sweetest. I was humble. I love people. I was born in Mississippi, 1963.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
I would tell my teenage self to stay in school, wait till you get your degree, have a good job, travel a lot, and be careful about how many children you say you want.
Can you tell me a favorite memory that you have with me?
Sure. I know that she was in love with me when I picked her up from the hospital. And she pooped on me. I said, yes, that's my girl.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Yes, had children too early. That's why you stay in school and you get your education.
Do you have any regrets?
Yes, I do. I stayed in Chicago too long and I didn't go to the Army like I wanted to. That is my biggest regret.
What was my father like when he was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about him?
Sure. He was very hard-headed. One day, him and his friends went and made mini bombs. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. No, he's a really good child, but he's very hard-headed. Yes, he was.
Do you remember any songs you used to sing to him when he was a baby? If so, can you sing any of them now for me?
Rocking in the treetop all night long.
Ooh, what you singing there? So.
All the little birdies go tweet, 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 rockin' robin.
Are there any positive or negative moments that you think shaped you today?
I would say discovering God, and he guided me to the person I am today when it comes to raising my children and having a beautiful family.
Are there any moments where you like had doubts in your religion? Like where you found doubts in your religion?
Yes, when I lost my parents, because I felt like something wonderful was taken away from me. But I found peace along the way.
What were my grandparents like since I never got to meet them?
They were beautiful, loving, caring, just the most awesome people you would ever meet in your life.
Do they resemble Grandpa?
A lot. A lot. He stands like him, he acts like him. Is amazing.
So thinking about future generations and our family and knowing that they might hear this recording, do you have any advice for them or anything you want to say?
Sure. I want them to be successful, proud, respectful, and very loving and caring about each other. It's very important in the family.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult times in your life?
The most difficult time of my life is when I lost my parents at the age of 13 and felt quite alone. So that was the most difficult part of my life.
Did you have any, like, boy loves when you were younger?
Sure, I had a couple of nice guys coming up. But I'm glad I didn't marry any of them.
Any funny moments, like most memorable moments, like do you have any people who made long lasting impressions on you?
Okay, I love the way our community got together after my mom had died. I had so many assistant moms, just say, or secondary moms, who helped me through difficult problems and things like that when I needed someone to talk to. That was wonderful.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a loving grandmother, caring, made sure I spoiled my grandchildren. And I ain't planning on dying.
What were your expectations coming into this conversation, and did they change?
Ready? My expectation was to tell a story that I remember as a child, but now that I've done the interview, it made me think about a lot of things. And I appreciate that. And it made me realize a lot more to think about for their future and mine.
So what do you think your most memorable quality is?
My personality.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops.
She said pops. Oh, God.